Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Most people get small results in their life, and it frustrates them. And one of the reasons? They think small to begin with. Is that you? Well, think bigger to get bigger results. How can you do it? Let me share with you six ways. Here's one. Always think long-term result first, then back into short-term. I like to use the example of an NFL coach joining a new team and saying, you know, we were 6-9 last year, but heck, I'm a brilliant coach. I think I can probably get us to winning two more games this year, so I can get us to 8-7, and then probably the next year win a couple more games, 10-6, and then maybe the year after that, we can probably make it to the playoffs. I like to do it a different way. Forget doing incremental as-you-go thinking. Let's think long-term first. Slam your fist down on the table and say, in 3 years, we're winning the Super Bowl. Then back into, okay, in order to do that, what do we have to do now? So the question for you is, what's your Super Bowl? Always think big first and then back into the action steps to get you there. Second, have a sounding board. Gather a team of people, preferably outside your industry. Why? Because the best ideas come from outside the paradigm, people who don't think the way you do, and bounce off your idea to get broad thought. Third, always ask yourself, who is the person I know who does what I want done the very best, a role model? And what are 5, 6, or 7 things he or she would do to tackle this very same opportunity? In my life, one of my personal heroes and role models is Abraham Lincoln. Now, of course, I've never met Lincoln, but I've read many books on Lincoln, watched lots of movies and documentaries, and I think I've got a pretty good idea on how Lincoln thinks. So a question I'm always asking myself is, how would Lincoln approach this problem? And then it takes me outside my mindset and into his, and I can see my whole problem from a different perspective. Third, put different teams on the same opportunity and problem. In a business, you could take 3 different teams and say, here's the problem or here's the opportunity. I want each of you to tackle the same one. Don't talk amongst yourselves. Create a competition. In the end, we're going to pick the best solution and move on that. We may even mix and match ideas to create an even better 4th approach by combining ideas from each of the 3. Here's a 5th idea. You know, we're all negotiating every day, sometimes big, sometimes small. Most people don't think big because they see the pie as a fixed size. And their thinking process is, in order for me to get a bigger slice of the pie, you've got to get a smaller slice. Well, that creates win-lose solutions. What you want is win-win solutions. So what's the idea? Expand the whole pie. Think bigger. Add things to it that weren't part of it before. Try these 5 ideas. I think you'll enjoy success. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.